KC, what are the up, KCVOA?
KC8VOA, KC8YVF.
How are you doing on this fine day?
Following Mike down 675. I just came out of work and decided to take the expressway home, and as I rounded the corner to get onto 675, Mike was in front of me.
Oh, well, you never know who you're to bump into.
Yep, well, my day, I'm not sure how this is going to turn out. I might have to run to U of M Hospital tonight to pick up my granddaughter and bring her back home because my daughter and grandson, my grandson had his doctor's appointment down in Brighton today, and when he got down there, he ended up having three seizures in the doctor's office. And my daughter had to use both sets of her rescue meds in order to try and counteract it, which didn't fully take hold, and she had to then rush him down to U of M, and so that's where they're at the moment. My granddaughter was going along just for the ride because it was supposed to be just down and back to Brighton. So if they have to admit him, then I have to go down tonight and bring her back home. And in the interim, as soon as I get home, we got to take off and go to their house to feed the animals because they've been cooped up all day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hear you there. Well, hopefully your grandson is doing better, and hopefully they can figure out what's going on and get him on the right path.
Yeah, this has been ongoing for years. Saginaw couldn't figure it out. UMM is right now is kind of stymied. We're not sure what happened. Daughter's basically tracked it down because the doctors don't know. They just keep wanting to give, just feeding medication. And she's basically weaning him off on all of that and changed his diet, which has controlled it. I think we may end up triggering it, not knowing it yesterday at our dinner party. We had Mexican dinner yesterday, and I made strawberry margaritas for the adults. Of course, the kids wanted a Shirley Temple version, so I just mixed them up the strawberry daiquiri or margarita mix along with water and ice cubes, and not realizing that the daiquiri mix had a red dye 40 in it, which they've taken him all off from, so that might have been a trigger for all of this.
K-A-D-A.
Well, you would think they could be able to do some testing to figure that out.
Yeah, they would, but the doctor said food has nothing to do with this. But yet, once he's taken him off on all of the corn syrup, and a lot of it's sugar, and now the dyes, he was having them several a week, and he hasn't had one. This is the first set he had one a few days ago, and then this episode, and it's been several months since he's had one. So, but all the doctors say, oh, food has nothing to do with it, but she's been studying this for several years, and in medical documents and all of that stuff, and she's more on the ball than it sounds like most of the doctors are.
Yeah, it's bad. You got to have a medical advocate. If you don't have a medical advocate now when you're ill, you're in a world of hurt. So hopefully you got a medical advocate that's going to dig in and be by your side and stay on top of things, because it's tough. It is tough. The wife was talking to me just when you called, and she needs a CPAP, and the insurance company's denying it and everything else, and the doctor's saying, if you don't get the CPAP, you're going to damage your heart. So she needs a CPAP. So, and then she's trying to get her meds, and Walgreens is terrible. And I told her, I said, you got to move them someplace else. It just doesn't work.
Well, my daughter was in the same boat with the medication that my grandson has to have. If he doesn't have the medication, he's not in good shape. She switched to the little pharmacy that's across the street or up by my house there in the Covenant Ready Med up there at the end of the street up there because Walmart or Walgreens couldn't get his medication, and when they could get it, could only get it for like a 30-day period, 15 days. So she went over and talked to the little pharmacy over there, and he says, "No, I can give you a 90-day prescription, and if I know 2 days in advance, I can have the medication in. I don't know at Walgreens other than a big company and shipping and that, but he says, I can have it in 2 days and give you a 90-day, not just 15. So she switched his prescriptions up there and hasn't had a problem. They're getting his meds on a regular basis, and he can look. He said, she can order it online and the whole bit. So sometimes, and the cost is the same because the insurance company's paying for it, so it's the same or less than what she was getting it at Walgreens.
I'll have to mention that to my wife. I think it's called State Street Pharmacy. It's in there where Rogers used to be.
Yeah, that's what it is up there. And I know I switched from Walgreens over to Walmart years ago. I used to have, for my thyroid medicine, I got a 30-day prescription, which was like $16. So every 30 days I'm up there getting this $16 prescription. And I happened to take the bottle, and I went over to Walmart, and I did a consultation with the pharmacist. I said, "What would this cost if I filled this through you?" And he said, $4. I said, $4 a month? He said, "No, $4 for 3 months for a 90-day supply." So I said, "What do I have to do to transfer my meds?" He said, "Got some paperwork to fill out? We'll transfer it for you." So I've been there ever since. It was just amazing, and I haven't had any problem. Once Rite Aid closed, all of the Rite Aid got switched over to Walgreens, and that just created a mess for everybody there.
Yes, it did. And I've had scripts called in over there, and I never, ever got them. Never got a call saying it was ready or anything else. And when you get in there, the line is huge, and you're waiting an hour and a half to 2 hours. And I told the wife, I says, "That's enough of that. You haven't got time for that." And she's been in line for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and get up there and find out that, we don't have your script.
Yeah, nice. That was exactly what happened to my daughter. She waited up there for well over an hour and finally got up there, and it's kind of like, "Well, we don't have your medication and can't get it." And it's, "No, you don't understand. He has to have the medication or he can die." Well, I'm sorry, but we don't have it. So that's when she went and talked to the other little pharmacy there and said, "Nope, no problem. I can get it for you. And just, if when you get, I'll send you a text 2 weeks out that you're coming up for your renewal, and you just click OK, and we'll get it filled for you." And like you said, it takes me 2 days to get a prescription if something changes. So, yeah, check it out. Like I said, Walgreens has been just a mess since all of this happened with them. And I know even Rite Aid, sitting up at Walmart, it's taken me a little longer. I've never waited more than 10 minutes. But I have noticed that the lines are a little longer at times, but it seems to have leveled out now. So I go up, there's usually nobody in line after 5 o'clock when I go up there.
Yeah, a lot of mine come mail order, so I've been blessed that way. It's the stuff that you don't get all the time, that you don't need all the time, that you have to do something different. And the dentist office, I let them know that I had to have my amoxicillin filled before I went into the next dental appointment, because I got to take 4 pills before I go in. And this called me back, and they says, "You had it sent to Rite Aid last time, where do you want it sent? And I says, go ahead and send it to Express Scripts. I'm not going to deal with Walgreens no more.
Yep, wife and I have to do the same thing, but I have actually I got a dentist appointment coming up in a couple of weeks here, but I have probably 20 amoxicillin sitting at home after I had my dental surgery. They gave me a bunch for infection and that, and then somehow they ended up filling it twice. I got two prescriptions out of it, so yeah, we have to take four before we go to the dentist too, or any type of event like that. So I also got word today, Court Street or Ezra Russ is closed, so if you have to go down that way, Ezra Russ between Fortney and M13 is going to be closed until June 11th for construction. So if you have to go that way, just keep that in mind. Talk to Jeff some more. We've got to figure out something to get the Wind Link station back up. I said we'll do a video conference. I'll have to send out an email here for everybody that's on the repeater committee, see what we can do here, what alternatives we don't have. As I stated to him, I said, well, the club's going to have a problem of spending money on a Wind Link station that we don't own. So, and he said, well, you know, we Central Mission Group doesn't have money to put up the antennas. They put up the stations, but yeah, and then they don't have enough money left over to maintain what they put up. So that's, you know, that's the problem. So we're going to have to talk about that to see if there's some other alternative we can do for antennas. I still have a couple of the county tri-bands, but I need to keep some of those in case my installs that I do have, something fails, like at St. Mary's. I got to have some to put back up, or those antenna replacements are coming out of my pocket. So don't want to do that because county no longer has money for those things, KC8YVF.
KCVOA. Well, I did see a little tri-band set up, and I've got one in my backyard. I've got set up, and it's held up now probably 15 years, at least 15 years. It was in QST, and it's made out of aluminum bar stock, and bent it up. Cut it to shape, and then used a SO239 to 3/8-24 stud through it, and that worked out well, and it's held up well. And actually, they were using them over there on the west side of the state for their link repeater system at one time.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome.
Well, anything we can come up with, we're going to have to get something to get that station back on the air, because, again, I'm promoting it to the county and now can't provide the service. So we've got to see about what we can do here. I mean, comes down to it, I'll kick some money in myself if I have to get an antenna up there, or at least the 2-meter, because that's the main antenna that most people are running there on, 2-meter rather than the 440 or 220, but I haven't tested it lately. The other 220 at Covenant conference room is working the last time I tried that. It's just that unit, and like I said, the primary thing or the best thing would be putting up those two-pole dipoles, folded dipoles, but, you know, you're 300 to 375 apiece, so you're looking not shipped. You know, over $1,000, almost $1,100. So it's definitely not coming out of the club's pocket to do that type of stuff. So, all right, Rick, I got to get in the house here, figure out what's going on for tonight. I know we got to go over to my daughter's house and take care of the animals, and then find out if we got to drive to Ann Arbor after that. So we'll let you go for now. Tonight, I sent an email out to Mike. Mike probably hasn't seen it yet since he was on the highway. And to Dave, I may need coverage. It's my net time for tonight, so I sent it out to DW and Mike to see if one of them can cover it in case I'm not back by then. So we'll talk to you later, KC at YVF.
Okay, good luck there, Ron. KCYVF, KCVOA.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.